From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British police released the names of two of three attackers who killed seven and wounded dozens late Saturday in London. They're identified as 27-year-old Briton Karam Shahzad Butt, a native of Pakistan and previously known to authorities, and 30-year-old Rashid Redwain. The third attacker's identity has not been released. Scotland Yard Commander Mac Chistie appealed to anyone who may have information on the attackers to come forward.
Unlike a single person, a lone wolf type of attack who may keep everything to themselves, when you've got three people in concert, necessarily there must have been some discussion around that. And some people, even at the closest point to them, must have known something. And we're saying they had a duty. The Muslim community is saying they had that duty to report it.
The Islamic State claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack. Thousands attended a vigil late Monday at London City Hall to honor the victims.
Why wouldn't it be important? How could anybody ignore this? Tragic. It's tragic for all the lives that are lost, including the three.
It was absolutely barbaric. This doesn't represent Islam. It's been said countless times before. This isn't the first time something like this has happened in the UK or America as well. But we reject it completely. We condemn it in the utmost way.
It's about love and unity and coming together. And we have to now more than ever show compassion towards one another.
Campaigning ahead of Thursday's election in Britain resumed Monday. The U.S. has called on the United Nations to investigate the murders of two U.N. sanctions monitors in Democratic Republic of Congo. American Michael Sharp and Zeta Catalan of Sweden disappeared in March in the DRC's central Kasai region. This is VOA News.